Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10th, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
You know what? Let me give you a couple of news and notes from music, since we always love talking about music. You saw that Kanye West says that he is running for president. Well, Linkin Park's Mike Shinoda has announced that he's running for president, too. He says, Sunday, July 5th, the Linkin co-founder tweeted the following: I, too, am running for president. And then he put, I have new music out. So there's a hashtag, Shinoda2020, was the topic of conversation. He goes, hey, I don't know who my running mate is. I don't really have a platform. He told fans with a laugh, can I run as a Republican? I like that. I'm going to run as a Republican. If you're a Republican in this chat, I want you to write me in your ballot. Just write me in. And so Shinoda, very smart, like Kanye, you know, you're about to take out some new music. Why not bring some attention to yourself? Say, hey, I'm running for president. People freak out. And then you say, oh, by the way, I've got new music out. And there you go. And so that's kind of like it's the bait and switch thing that they've got going on in today's world that, you know, plenty of politicians, specifically one, loves to do the bait and switch with folks. So, yeah, you got that. Also, speaking of Linkin Park, how cool is this? In the End is one of those great songs of theirs, right? Well, it hit 1 billion views on YouTube this past week. It's the second song for Linkin Park to hit 1 billion. Numb is the other one. Hybrid Theory single is one of Linkin Park's most successful songs. In the End, Chester Bennington, by the way, revealed in an old interview, you know, obviously when he was alive, that he didn't particularly like it at first. He goes, I was never a fan of In the End. I didn't want it to be on the record, honestly. How wrong could I have possibly been? I basically decided at that point, I don't know what the F I'm talking about. So I'll leave that to other people who are actually talented at somehow picking songs that people are going to like the most. It also gave me a good lesson as an artist that I don't necessarily have to only make music in my band that I want to listen to. Now I love In the End. I think it's such a great song. I actually see how good of a song it is. It's just hard for me to see it at the time. Pretty cool. So you don't like In the End. You know, you write the song, you don't like the song, and yet it becomes one of your iconic songs when it's all said and done. Now that is a trip. Today, on this date back in 86, David Lee Roth released his first solo album, Eat 'em and Smile. That's the one with Just a Gigolo. In 1980, Led Zeppelin played their last ever concert on this date. It took place in West Berlin at the conclusion of the European tour, and it ended with a 17-minute version of Whole Lotta Love. Also, back in 2006, on this date, co-founder Roger Sid Barrett died in Cambridge, England, at the age of 60 from complications of diabetes. And in 1984, on this date, Bruce Springsteen started a 4-week run at number one on the album charts with Born in the USA. There you go. I like that. That is good. That is a beautiful, beautiful record. One more thing also, a couple of things here that I want to talk about. Judas Priest, if you're a music fan of Priest, they will have a full performance from their 2015 tour. It's an installment from the Wacken Festival. It will be streamed Friday, July 17th. So that's next Friday. On KnotsFest.com, the website for Slipknot Evolving Knots Fest Music Festival and Tours has been sharing full-length concerts every week since the beginning of the COVID lockdown. This week, they'll feature two shows. Judas Priest's performance, set to stream from 2015 at 3 p.m. Eastern on July 17th. This week's other stream will feature progressive groove metalers Gingers. I've never heard of them. I'm not even going to continue. Anyway, so you got the Priest one next Friday. If you want to catch Priest, you'll be able to do that. Also, Scorpion and Motorhead drummer Mickey D had COVID-19. He revealed he lost 15 pounds during a month-long battle with the coronavirus. He plays with the Scorpions now. He says, I just want to set some rumors straight regarding Don Dawkins' statement about my corona situation. I did get corona and was sick for about a month. I'm fully recovered now since mid-April. I'm already playing hockey and drums by the end of April. Unfortunately, my good friend Don had some wrong info. I did not get corona in Australia. The virus was contracted in Sweden. I did not lose 35 pounds. I lost 15. But as I just mentioned, I'm fully recovered now, registered antibodies. So that feels great. I can't wait for things to get back to normal so we can hit the road again. Thank you for caring, guys. My heart goes out to each and every person affected by the current situation our world is in. So nice job by Mickey D, caring about others, which is really cool. And it's great to know that he recovered because he's not a young guy anymore. So that's really cool. Speaking of concerts, metal bands now throughout Europe have begun playing socially distanced concerts for small audiences, bringing the continent another step forward in the fight against COVID. Destruction performed two shows in Switzerland over the weekend, while Arctress played for a seated crowd in Norway. My point is, on this, you know Europe has got their crap together. They have flattened the curve. I mean, our graph is going like this. Their graph is down on the floor.